everybody. This episode is our debrief for Galactus Squad Alpha, where we all talk about the season that we just did, or the story that we just did for the show and our favorite parts. I'm here with Terry, Kelsey, Mac, and Michelle to talk about what they liked about the show and what surprised them about the show. And, you know, maybe a little conjecture on what's going to happen in the future to these characters, whether we come back to them or not. So let's start with Terry.
Oh, God.
With your...
Sorry, I was not ready to... I was like, oh, I guess I am good to go first.
You want me to start somewhere else?
Oh, no. You can start here. That's fine.
Okay. So, Terry, what do you, like... Where did you come up with the idea for your character? Like, what sparked the idea for just this over-the-top, pompous doctor?
Have you watched a lot of space things? If you do, like, pretty much all the space things have this guy. Like, there's always, like, the overly confident guy.
The one guy.
At least. Sometimes there's a few, but often there's that overly confident guy.
Right.
Often chauvinistic, depending on the era of said show or said situations. So, yeah, I just felt like we didn't have that yet. And I think I might have been one of the last characters, I think, to jump in. So it was fun. And then also it was literally the exact opposite of the character I just played in Otherworld London right before we got to this.
Right.
Like, in all the ways, like, I was so quiet before, which was just fun. And now I got to be loud, and it's a hot mess. Hot mess of fun.
Kelsey, you had a pretty clear idea of what you wanted to do. How do you feel, like, how was Sarah different from when she began the show? What do you feel her kind of arc was for your character?
Yeah, like, so when I first started playing her, I thought there was going to be, like, I had kind of idea that she was going to do more sort of, like, childlike things. Like, I had the idea of, like, what if she threw a tantrum at one point or something like that, you know? And, I don't know. I ended up sort of letting her sort of just run on this, like, hyper-optimistic character line, which I think ended up being also really, really fun. But
which is also childlike.
Yeah, which is still stays within that, like, naive, childlike sort of theme that I had going for her character. But, yeah, I originally thought, like, oh, she might, like, grow and be, like, then a teenager or something, right? You know, I wasn't exactly sure how much I was going to change her, but we did a little bit of that. Like, when she finally, like, stands up to Swan and she gets, like, a little bit, like, mad, you know, she starts...
Vindictive Sarah.
Yeah, she, like, starts exploring some, like, different emotions and things like that. But, yeah, that's, I'd say that's kind of what was a little different than how I had pictured her in my mind. But for the most part, you're right. I had, like, a really clear picture of what I wanted her to be. So that made it kind of easy.
I think that, like, we all run into that where, especially GMs will go, I have this awesome idea for this plot. And when you first start GMing, you think that that's what's going to happen. And then as you gain experience, you realize that your character's going to change ways that you don't realize. Your game's going to change the way you realize. And those things are what makes the story interesting. So don't get caught in the, Sarah's going to be this.
Yeah.
Because it's a collaborative thing. We're all going to throw in our two cents and change what that original idea was.
Mm-hmm.
So for Mac, for LV-113, remind us about the Lupine, like, project, or...
Well, it was mostly because you were going, we're going to do this other space game, and you can do anything, like, I don't know, you can be like an uplifted wolf. I'm like, well, great, now I have to do that.
Because
that's really my wheelhouse, is playing wolf-type characters, which is super fun. And it was a chance to do something that was a little bit different with it, with having it be closer to, like, a natural wolf. So I came up with the whole program. Dr. Ezekiel Walgrave created the Wolves Project, which is the Walgrave Operational Lupine Vanguard Exploration Service, which I was very proud of.
Right.
That's such a good acronym.
but it seemed very space-agey. It was really interesting, though, because I came into this thinking to play a much... I mean, I still played a very serious character, but it was very interesting with the tone of the show to try and
tackle
that.
Mm-hmm. You were totally the straight man in this entire, like, comic troupe.
Yeah, which was it's very challenging because everybody wants to be the funny one or you know whatever and
Dead
that is
works,
not
though.
That is not LV at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the eye rolls, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of zingers in there, I'd like to think.
Some of the funniest moments are just LV-113's dry one-liners in response to the other characters.
So, Michelle, with Dr. Martens, now obviously Dr. Sam Hill and Dr. Martens are puns. Horrible, horrible puns.
Horrible puns. Hey, you know, anyway.
I got nothing. What in the Sam Hill were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
You, if I remember correctly, when we were making characters, you kind of were, you. I think as a player in general, you kind of look at what everybody else is coming up with and try to fit within that, like how, what character can I make to fit to enhance the rest of the group? Would that be inaccurate?
It is. It's mainly because I have no original or unique ideas of my
None
own.
At all.
And seriously,
that's not what I heard about you.
Usually when it comes to characters, I'm like, I don't know. Like my mind goes completely blank. And so I see what everyone else is doing so that I can see, okay, what would fit in with this group. And I'm usually pretty wrong, and the character changes. Like by the first game, I'm like, okay, so that's not where my character is going to go. I have to be very flexible because I can't decide on
right
a character
then.
From the outset. But as soon as I see how everyone's interacting, whatever, it's like, oh, okay, now I see where I can fit in with this group. So like Dr. Martens, I don't even remember what my original concept for her was, but it definitely changed. And it just became kind of this foil for Sam Hill.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
Do you...
Professional wet blanket.
Professional wet blanket. What was the one part of the story, you know, over everything? What was the thing that surprised you the most?
I think finding out that Grellick was a Tull. All along, like that the whole idea that the Cryobek were these basically these conquerors and they enslaved people and all this stuff, and this is what we're thinking, and then to find out later that Grellick was a Tull and told us all these lies, and the Cryobek were actually pretty cool,
right?
That was a big like. Shocker, you know. I remember
the enemy was within the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like we helped that guy, that jerk. You know,
we saved you.
Well, and his ship had huge holes in it, so obviously they were puncturing holes into the ship to let all the water out.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, you had mentioned that you didn't think that the show was going to have such a comedic bent to it. But what other things about the show do you think changed how you approached it? What things surprised you?
I mean, really, it comes down to my fellow players. You know, I never know what they're going to do and how they're going to interact with my character. And bringing such a kind of harsh character that's living a very harsh reality into a very comedic setting kind of pushed me and changed the character a little bit to sit a little bit nicer alongside everybody else. But that was really surprising and interesting to me, and to see how they individually reacted and treated a character like this.
Do you think that had Sarah said, no, please don't stay, come with us, do you think that would have swayed LV-113 to go back to Earth? Or do you think that LV-113 was going to stay no matter what?
I think it would have wounded LV a little bit.
Right.
But I think LV's mind was pretty made up, especially considering everything they put up with before, all the indignities and...
Right.
Just not fitting in with anything in their environment.
Right. Sarah, Kelsey.
I'm Sarah.
Always and forever.
I was going to change my Twitter to just, I'm Sarah.
What was your favorite moment in the
Of
all the moments, what's the one thing that you think back to as like your favorite moment? I know what my favorite Sarah moment is. We should do that. What is? We're all going to do our favorite okay. Sarah moments, but what is yours?
Oh my God. I still think that it's calling Dr. Hill out on being a zoologist.
That's still a doctor, you guys.
It's still funny.
Trying to be like, oh, I'm man enough to fix that robot, and then I'm just like, I thought that you were a science zoologist. just asking questions.
I don't know why that still hurts me.
I was just asking questions, you know? I just, here was what the log said.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem to be what you thought you were. I don't know.
For me, for Sarah, it was like the fact that Yark adopted you almost immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. Because he's a computer guy.
Yeah.
And he really identifies with computers, and here's a computer child that needs his help, obviously.
Right? That's kind of why I was like, Sarah has for sure imprinted on Yark at this point because Sarah was like orphaned in a sense because Dr. Kim was gone and it was like, Yark is now my adoptive father.
Yeah. And that's totally like the whole pin scene where you get
God, it was like the cutest thing ever. And the fact that you requested it be on our art is like my favorite thing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So good.
Terry, what do you think your favorite? Because you love the bot.
So. I was obsessed with this bot. Like, anytime, like, we're recording and I'm just making faces, like, I can't stop, like, smiling or, like, geeking out about how cute she is or how sweet that relationship with everybody, like, her interactions with everybody is, I'm seriously obsessed. Anyway, super fan over here. Just wanted to say good work. I really like when she's like, you can call me Master Sarah.
Oh, my God.
To Swan.
God.
And I was just like, oh. She got so like hard. I liked it. I liked it. I liked the little sweet bot getting a little tough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Taking her power. It was good.
And you?
Michelle? Yeah, I think it was that darker side of Sarah when she was like, you know, like na-na-na-na-na, Swan. You know, like it was so hilarious and like cute and terrifying at the same time, and I loved it.
Mac, you had a special relationship. Your characters had a special relationship because you were both kind of one of a kinds mm-hmm. on the ship.
Yeah.
What do you look as your favorite moment, and how did it shape how you played your character with, did you feel like a sibling almost, like, or did you feel any bond? What kind of bond did you feel?
It was definitely like a protective, loyal kind of bond. I think, especially like when they're on the ship and they're going through, and for the first time, Sarah is experiencing fear, and that's a sensation. That's something that LV is intimately familiar with, and basically, it's more of a kindred spirit.
Right.
And wanting to help, like, hey, kid, I've been there before. And I think at the end knows that Sarah now has sort of a new figure to watch out for her. So, you know, LV isn't really necessary anymore.
Right. But we still need them.
Right.
we still love them anyway.
Right. And Terry.
What?
What?
Yes.
So when you got into with the character of Dr. Yep. Sam Hill,
mm-hmm.
how, like, it seemed like it almost wore on you. Like, by the end of it, it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's tiring. It's really tiring. I think partly because it's like I'm putting all these microaggressions on all these people.
Yeah.
And, like, just knowing, like, what that feels like on the other side of right. said conversations or comments or any of it, I think that's part of, like, oh, this is bad. Like, how do you keep doing this and, like, not be awake to it? But I guess if you're not awake to it, you're not. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there are people out there on the planet, yes, you know, that are like this, that just have no regard for
anybody else
and what they're doing or respecting them as humans. And the thing about it is you don't, like, as a character, he didn't even really see himself as that. Do you know what I mean? Though, right. Like, he's just this, like...
What's the problem?
Kind of entity that's just like, I just need things around me that make me feel good and make me feel great. And that's it.
That's it.
And that's all he's running by. And it's very tiring.
Yeah. Yeah.
To absolutely. Operate from that space.
What do you, what was your favorite, and it doesn't have to be a Dr. Hill point, but what was your favorite episode of the stories, do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Of the series?
I don't know the names of episodes, but.
Just describe what happened. Like a moment that you remember the most, or.
I think I remember most, which is funny, is the blood of me not remembering anything as a character was getting drunk at that weird bar.
Yeah. So good.
And like, I mean, I always like, I'm a big war fan of the Stars, if you guys know what I mean. And so I like when they're in the like cantinas and things like that. So I felt very much like, here's my chance. I'm going to be in the cantina. I'm definitely going to drink anything I can. I'm going to try to talk to as many weird alien things and like meet like space nurses or whatever. And like, it was like,
for me, the favorite part of all that sequence, because that was one long sequence building up to you getting your surgery, is having the disinfectant on your stomach. That was hysterical. It's just a big orange as they're about to cut you open. What was your favorite episode, like, where moment or series moment, Kelsey?
Oh, my gosh, series moment. Let's think on that. I had something in my brain, and it just like, left.
Analysis.
Actually, yeah, no, that was kind of fun, like, having to go between when Swan hijacked Sarah.
Right.
That was pretty fun because that was so classic, like homage to classic sci-fi,
yeah.
You know, which is just like super fun. And then I got to watch everybody at the table squirm every time I came on and be like, Sarah, online. And it was just like so depressing to not have have Sarah anymore. We were all just like so sad. So when Sarah finally gets to like break through that will check.
Right.
That was like, you know. Yeah.
Mac, what was your favorite series moment that you...
I actually really like when Sam Hill is basically possessed by the alien.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just like trying to parse things out from like bits of verbiage. It's like, lady doctor. like, having to think really hard to get all of the words out, and that was really, really fun. Like, oh yeah, it's totally passing for Sam Hill.
Absolutely. Michelle?
I think for me, it was the whole sequence of therapy with Sam Hill and the mama.
Oh my gosh, mama.
And it was, you both like, you totally understood how he became the way he did. You also,
that was a harsh episode.
That really was.
I mean, even I felt bad.
Yeah, you feel bad. Like
patriarchy's not good for anybody, you guys.
No, it's not.
No, I felt bad for Sam Hill. You know,
I did. I was like, oh.
Dr. Martens didn't feel bad enough to fall for him, but as like someone, you know, on the outside, just because, of course, she couldn't hear what was going on in his head in the therapy.
Or
but
his
like,
stomach.
Or his stomach, you know. But yeah, just getting to know how he became the way he was, it was just like, oh, like your heart broke.
Mm-hmm.
Your
tragic.
Heart just broke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure whether or not we're going to come back to these characters. We all like these characters a lot. But we also have other shows that we're going to be doing. So sometime down the road, we may come back to them. You know, this will have no bearing if we do come back to them on that future outcome. But I just want to know, where do you think your characters will be down the road? Like, what do you envision happening to them, you know, moving forward, Terry?
Oh, where's Sam Hill now is what you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, the Chiron says below, as he's hanging out, working, volunteering at a shelter for women, you know,
a women's shelter.
Yeah. He's helping them back on their feet.
trying to repent for days of,
he's got a lot of making up to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a lady there who, you know, reminded him of his mother. And anyway,
do you think you'd take Pete with you, like, to different places?
Oh, Pete's with me everywhere. Yeah.
Literally, Pete rides in a little backpack.
Yeah, I'm going to need him at all times because
sometimes you're drunk and you forget and you accidentally drink him. Like, damn it.
Nope. Not going to accidentally drink him again. Nope. I'm good.
That's funny. What do you think? How do you see Sarah developing Kelsey?
I think just like learning as much stuff as she can and learning about all the weird things that don't actually make any kind of sense in the world. Right. Like life is full of contradictions and things that don't make sense. So her trying to just kind of maybe figure that out.
Right. Mac, now that you're on a new planet.
Definitely learning how to shoot better with weapons that actually work well for hand paws. But probably really diving in and learning more about the cryovacs and where they came from and trying to understand sort of their evolution to help them understand their own as well.
Right. I'm so curious about how
I know
systems so far away from each other could somehow have like
similarities.
What's like, the mystery there?
Like
there's
maybe somebody
be one.
Picked up like natural wolves from Earth and dropped them off on a planet at some point.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Michelle, where do you think Dr. Martins is going
to go? I think Dr. Martins wants to see more. I think that she's gotten a taste of what's actually out there.
Wanderlust.
Yeah. And she's not going to be happy on Earth for long. I also think that she's definitely going to try to get the wolves program, like, to free those
that are
still enslaved.
There.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, you know, going over some personal favorite moments of the show, I thought it was really cool to watch, you know, as a GM, you try to set up plot points and moments that characters can kind of dig their claws into and have fun with, or in this case, teeth. I think my favorite moment was Mac had a very, like, she had a very good idea of what her characters was going to be. She was going to be the defender, and you guys were going to go on missions to different planets, and she was going to, you know, try to figure out a way out of the collar and whatever. But by throwing the cryo back in, I think it allowed her to really expand what her character could do and where it could develop. And, you know, sometimes you put stuff out there and it just, you hit nothing. And then sometimes you put stuff out there and it works for the game really well. And so I was really happy with that I was able to come up with something that kind of caught you off guard. Mm-hmm. So you weren't expecting any of that.
Well, I thought we're going to run into Cryobeck and they're going to just attack on sight.
On sight,
you know, like, oh, yay, people that look like me, oh, shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're jerks.
And then have to, like, fight your own kind or something, like, horribly traumatizing like that.
Right.
I'm so glad that that's not how it went.
Well, and I think just watching all of you kind of, you know, do your thing that you always do, and which is just play your character so well and watch how they develop. Watch, you know, I had no clue what Dr. Sam Hill was going to be like. And when you jumped into it, it was like, okay, here we go.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I didn't know either. I didn't know that was in me. I didn't know. And I was like, oh, well, here we go.
Here
same.
Is,
I had the same moment, Wes. I was like, oh, I guess this is where it's going to go.
I would crack up because, I mean, obviously it's a podcast, so you can't see this. But every time, like, Sam Hill would say something horrible, Terry would, like, sit back and just cringe for a minute before jumping back into it.
It's like the person who's telling a joke that they know they shouldn't
know,
be telling.
Yeah.
That's literally the character description.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, we like these characters a lot. We purposely didn't leave it on a cliffhanger because, you know, we knew we were going to go back to Otherworld London at some point. But we weren't sure with this show. I think that you know, down the road, if we decide to, great, cool, we'll have a lot of fun with it. But I'm really happy with the way this kind of turned out. The one thing that I do want to say, because I always wonder, I've put so many Easter eggs in this show, sound effect wise, like there's Star Trek sound effects. Mm-hmm. There's tons of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Or Botany Bay, which finally somebody finally picked up on that. And, you know, cause we had put out a map of the ship and no one saw the Botany Bay or put it together.
It's like, you know, cause we could have said the Botany Lab, but I said, mm-hmm. no, call it the Botany Bay.
Yeah. And like there's, In the first episode, there's like the Star Trek doors. And, uh-huh. Uh-huh. So there are things out there that you can find if you listen to the class for like classic sci-fi stuff. So I guess that's basically it. So Otherworld London is going to start after this show. Once you listen to this, the very next thing you're going to hear is the next season of Otherworld London, where we can pick up from where we left off with the cliffhangers. I'm sure nothing major. I mean, you guys really...
It's probably going to be boring.
Probably not much. You know, there wasn't a lot going on towards the end of that
episode. I think my life is really calm now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be boring, Downton Abbey. Really boring. But I'm looking forward to...
Did he just call Downton Abbey boring?
No.
I'm sorry.
He said this would be boring Downton Abbey.
Oh,
totally
okay.
Different, not
I was
Downton
like...
No, I like the show. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. You know, are we going to do social media? For this, what do you think?
If you don't already know who we are, like, just go back and listen to some of the other episodes.
Yeah. There you go.
So anyway, thank you very much for listening, and we will talk at you very soon.
You shouldn't be listening to this episode right now anyway, either, if you haven't listened yet, right? This is the wrap-up. This is the, like, cheating. Go back.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.